Greetings, Philip. How are you, sir?
Hey there, Brian. I'm doing well.
Looking good with the, that's not the new Apple headphones, I assume. That's the,
this is Surface all the way. Come on.
Anyway, no big deal. Those are nice. I have to get a pair. I don't have a pair yet. I do definitely need to get one. Okay. So let's get started with the next session. So you're going to be talking about OSM integration with AKS. And we've got a little bit of some Q&A that we could do at the end and some links as well. So take it away, Philip.
All right. Thank you, Brian. Hello, everyone. My name is Phil Gibson. I'm a senior PM here with the Azure Compute Upstream OSS team. And I am joined by the one and only Dalian Reyes. He's a principal software engineering manager with the Azure networking team, and his team has been really instrumental in getting us to where we are today. And Dalian, he's also going to be moderating the chat for us today. So personally, if I were you, I would bring the heat to that conversation. Dalian is more than capable, and he's looking forward to interacting with everyone. Let me get my slides going there. Here we go. Okay, so when we decided to venture into creating a service mesh for the community, Michelle Nirali, you may know her, she came up with these key concepts or principles that, you know, we wanted to always keep focus on as we kind of developed open service mesh to what it is today. And the first one here was we wanted to make something that was simple to understand and contribute to. Secondly, we wanted something that was effortless to install, maintain, and operate. Third, we wanted something that was going to be painless to troubleshoot. And finally, we wanted something that was easily configurable via the SMI specification. And overall, we believe that we've done a really great job in simplifying the service mesh onboarding and operating experience. And we're committed to adhering to these core principles moving forward as we enhance OSM. So let's talk about the OSM journey, because, you know, it feels like we've been at this for a really long time. Back in August 2020 is when we open sourced the project out to the community, and it was well received, and we got some really good positive feedback from that open sourcing. And then soon after that, we were able to petition the project to be involved with the CNCF, and we were happy to report that we were accepted as a CNCF sandbox project, and that's in September 2020. And so today, I wanted to announce that we will be having the OSM add-on in limited preview starting in January 2021. So thanks. I think I may have heard some virtual claps and cheers there, but we're really excited to be working with our Azure customers to test this out, provide some valuable feedback, and really experience a service mesh that's fully managed with the AKS managed service as well. And so where do we go from here? The OSM journey continues. We're really looking to level up our observability and tracing with Azure Monitor. And then we're looking at some really deep integration into Azure Arc. I think Jason Henson hinted at some of that in his session earlier. So there's some really unique customer use cases that we think we can unlock with Azure Arc. So I'm not going to steal those teams' thunder. Just please be on the lookout for some future announcements for those two teams here in the near future. Next, we're looking to do more SMI functionality. You know, again, OSM is really about taking the rocket science out of managing and operating a service mesh. So we're looking to expand the SMI spec, not only to enhance the OSM, but also enhance all the other service meshes that are adhering to the service mesh specification as well. And then last, we're looking at multi-cluster support. I've been on several calls with a lot of customers. We know that this has been a constant ask, and I just want everyone to know we've been looking at this intensely, not only in the open source upstream core, but also how we can actually leverage the Azure platform and really take advantage of our global data center's footprint and a lot of the high availability capabilities of Azure. So definitely we're looking at this, and we're looking at the right approach to make this custom experience really, really well with multi-cluster. So enough for that I know everyone wants to see this demo, but prior to me getting into the demo, what I want to do is I thought it'd be good to kind of show a visualization of what this demo is going to be, because the demo is command line. So you're going to see a bunch of text flying back and forth. But what we're going to do is we're going to start off, we're going to create a brand new AKS cluster, and then we're going to deploy the infamous bookstore app. So we'll deploy that into the cluster. And that's going to deploy out three services. We're going to have our book buyer, our bookstore V1 and bookstore V2 service. And then next, we're going to then do the add-on for OSM. And the key here is the default mode that the OSM add-on is going to be is in permissive mode being true. And so what that means is as you onboard your namespaces into the OSM mesh, we're not going to throw any policies onto the Envoy sidecar proxy. So your application is going to be able to continue to talk to the other services that it's talking to today. And the key around this is we really want to show you that brownfield environment to where you can understand that you can actually onboard the OSM add-on without adversely affecting your applications. So then we'll onboard both the book buyer and bookstore applications, namespaces. And then we're going to go and do the redeployment of all those three services, and we'll get this Envoy sidecar proxy put into those pods. And then we'll do a smoke test and make sure that the book buyer is still able to talk to the bookstore V1 service correctly. After we verified all that, what we're going to do is we're going to flip that bit to false. And what that's going to do is it's not going to have OSM look for an explicit rule to have communications happen in the mesh. And so we'll, again, look at the logs coming from the book buyer. And most notably, we'll see errors where it's trying to talk to the bookstore V1 service. Once we verify that, we'll go ahead and deploy our SMI traffic target policy into the mesh. And then that's going to then enable that book buyer to then talk back to that bookstore V1 service. Finally, what we'll do is we'll sum this up. We'll do an actual SMI split policy. So we'll enable another path for the book buyer to speak to the bookstore V2 service. And then we'll also weight those services as well. So you'll see a 25% going to the bookstore V1 and then 75% going to the bookstore V2. And so with that, it is demo time. And so let me go ahead and get the demo up and going here. I got a ton of windows open, so that took a while. Okay. And so let's go ahead and kick off the demo. And then again, I'll go ahead and kind of narrate through it. So what you're seeing here is we're going to start off and create our resource group since we'll be deploying a brand new AKS cluster. And then once we have our resource group, we'll go ahead and deploy or create our AKS cluster. And pro tip for everyone out there, if you want to create a super fast cluster on Azure, use ephemeral disks. Your provisioning time gets cut really low if you do so. And so that's just going to take a minute to deploy out. And then once we have our cluster, what we're going to do is we're just going to do the normal stuff. We're going to get our credentials, ensure that we have our focus on it in our config file. And then we'll do the infamous standard smoke test, which is just get the nodes and make sure they're running and ready. So I'm getting my credentials, and obviously I've done this a couple of times, so I got to overwrite some similar content there. And then next, we're just going to check our current context in our config file. So that's our brand new cluster there, my OSM add-on demo. And then our quick smoke test, we got three nodes there. They're up and running, they're ready to go. And then finally right here, this is kind of just, as a magician would say, nothing up our sleeves. What I'm gonna do is I'm just gonna query the actual add-ons for this AKS cluster. So again, this is a vanilla cluster. So we'll get an enumeration back here and we should see absolutely nothing, which is true. So we have no add-ons onto this cluster. And so now let's go ahead and make this a greenfield environment. And again, what this is gonna showcase is we think that most people are gonna already have their AKS clusters already running. You're already gonna have your applications running. And so we're going to get to that state so that you can kind of see what happens here with existing applications running. Here, I'm just cutting out the spec file. So this is simple stuff. We're creating namespaces, service accounts, some deployments, and some services. And this is all available on the OSM repo, by the way.
Hey, Philip, sorry to interrupt real quick.
Yeah.
Is it possible to make your text a little bit larger? It's kind of hard to see on some screens.
Yeah, fortunately, I'm not sure I could do that. This was a pre-recorded, so the text is kind of static, unfortunately. Sorry, I thought I had bumped that up when I was recording it. So apologies for those that are struggling to see that. Is it okay to continue on there, Brian? Okay. All right, so here we're going, we're deploying out the bookstore app. And then we'll just do a quick smoke test on the bookstore app as well. So we're just gonna look at everything in the bookstore namespace, ensure all our pods, services, deployments, everything is looking okay. And then again, to just test the communication, make sure the book buyer is able to talk to the bookstore, we're gonna go ahead and filter in on the book buyer pod. And then what we're gonna do is then we're gonna tell the logs coming out of that pod, and then that will show us talking to the book buyer. And again, we're just confirming that the book buyer is talking to the bookstore. And we are. And again, apologies if you can't see the text, but one of the attributes here that we are logging out is the server attribute. And you'll notice that it shows NA. And that's actually our proxy configuration. So right now there is no proxy between the book buyer and the bookstore. And you'll see that change once we enable the mesh here going forward. So now let's go ahead and clear that screen, take it to the top. And now this is what everybody's been waiting for. We're gonna now enable the service mesh. And this should be very similar to all the other add-ons in AKS. It's the enable add-ons. And we call this add-on the open-service-mesh. That's gonna run for just a second here. And so now we've deployed the add-on, and we're just going to query to just ensure that that add-on is in place. So we're just going to query on into the add-on's profile, looking for the Open Service Mesh add-on and seeing what its enabled status is. Okay, so that comes back true. So everything is fine for now. And so now let's go ahead, now that we have the add-on enabled, the thing that we want to do is we'll do a quick smoke test here just on the OSM controller. And again, this is running in the managed portion of your AKS cluster. So we'll just view the deployments here real quick. So there's our OSM controller. We'll take a look at the pods. And then we'll take a look at the service endpoint. Okay, so everything's looking good. And then finally, what I wanted to show here is the config map that gets deployed along with the OSM add-on. So you're gonna be able to change the configuration of the add-on currently right now via the config map. And the big thing I wanna show here is what I've spoke about earlier is that permissive traffic policy mode. And you'll see that that is equal to true here. And again, that means that we're not putting any policies on the Envoy sidecar so that have been injected into your application. So next, let's go ahead and onboard our namespaces for both the book buyer and the bookstore. And here we're just checking the two namespaces that we're going to enable OSM for. And next, I already have downloaded the latest OSM binary. So I have that in my path, and we'll go ahead and do the OSM namespace add command to add our namespace to the mesh. And so we got book buyer being successfully added. And we'll go here and do the bookstore. Perfect. And now what I want to show here is from the previous Git pods query, or prior to the Git pods query, you'll notice here's all of our pods, and you'll notice that they're one of one. So we just have our one container application pod. Container per pod. And so now to get the Envoy sidecar injection, we'll go really quick and do a restart on these deployments. And by the way, Kubernetes is built for this. So even though we are restarting your deployment, depending on your max surge configurations, et cetera, this will not take your application offline completely if it's configured correctly. And so there we go. We got our restart on our book buyer. We'll do a restart on our bookstore V1 service. And that's in the bookstore namespace. And then last, we'll do the bookstore V2 service. Perfect. So now we have a redeployment of our services out there. And we'll go and query those pods again. And you'll now see that we have two of two for each pod. And that second container is that Envoy sidecar being injected into the into your application pod. And so real quick, what we'll do is we will just describe this book buyer pod. So, and we'll take a look at the spec. And we'll scroll up into the spec. We'll go to the containers attributes, and you'll see that first container is our book buyer container. And our second one there, just right below it, is our Envoy container. So now that we have the Envoy sidecar that has been injected with our pods, let's now, and again, we're still in the permissive mode being true. Let's now verify that our book buyer can still contact and communicate to our bookstore V1 service. So we'll go ahead and filter back on that book buyer pod. And then we'll go ahead and tail the logs coming out of that pod, and our application is logging that information out. And you can see we still have a successful communications between our book buyer to the bookstore. And you'll notice now that server attribute has flipped to the Envoy proxy. And so that is where the communications is coming from. So great. So again, in a brownfield environment, we've just onboarded the OSM add-on. And again, your application was not harmed at all. Now let's go and do what a service mesh is supposed to do and really control the traffic in the mesh. So we're going to go ahead and patch or update the config map, and we're going to flip that bit from being true in the permissive mode and flip it over to false. And once we've done that, OSM is now expecting an explicit policy to allow traffic to happen. And we'll just go ahead and query just to verify that that has been, the state of that has been flipped over, and you see that it comes back as false. And then now we will tell that same book buyer pod, and now that you see that we are having difficulties reaching the book buyer, the bookstore V1 service there. And so now the mesh is in full effect. And the next thing we'll do here is now enable an explicit rule to allow the book buyer to speak to the bookstore. And so I'll cat out this file here. This is our traffic split, SMI traffic split YAML. What you'll see in here, there's three things. There's a HTTP route group. I'll come back to that. But below here, we have both of our traffic targets for both of the book buyer to be able to speak to both the bookstore V1 and the bookstore V2. And part of the rules of this traffic target is to actually utilize the HTTP route group that you see here. And what that route group is defining is not only are we talking from service to service, but we can actually control the Heather payload that service is actually communicating to. So you'll see some regex commands here looking for a particular set of Heather fields that we are then in addition to allowing traffic for. So let's go ahead and apply those rules. And now that we have those rules deployed, let's go ahead and tail the logs on the book buyer. And you'll see the policy is still kind of replicating out. And then now that you see the policy is in full effect, and now the book buyer can now talk to the bookstore V1 service. So perfect. Okay. So now the last thing we'll do is we will now enable the traffic split. And I'll go ahead and we'll just, again, just look at this traffic split spec. This is, again, all described on the SMI repo here as far as what the activities are. But you'll see below here at the very end, we have two paths going to bookstore V1, bookstore V2. And again, we're going to weight the bookstore V1 path to 25% of the traffic and the bookstore V2 path to 75% of the traffic. So we'll go ahead and apply the traffic split. And now that we have that, again, we'll filter in on this pod, book buyer pod. And then now we'll tail the logs on the book buyer. Now we're going to be grepping for an identity attribute. And just to let you know, we did find, it's not an issue, it's in the way that we were coding some of the output of logging, you'll see here. So some of them come up as identity NA. We understand that that's actually on our part. It's actually part of the bookstore application. But what we should see here is the bouncing back between the bookstore V1 and the bookstore V2 service. Again, the bookstore V2 service has the larger weight, so you should see more of them in this output. Eventually, you will see a bookstore V1, but all of the NAs as well are actually bookstore V1s as well. And we'll do the fix this demo here in the near future. And you'll see, there we go. We got one V1, and I think a couple are trailing after that as well. Okay, so I will go ahead. That brings us to the end of that demo. And what we will do now is we will go into our Q&A.
That was great. Great demo. Wonderful stuff. And I do have a few questions for you, actually. The first one is, will OSM support VMs soon?
That's a popular one. Yes. So, yes, we are actually looking at that. Supporting different runtimes has been a persistent question, I would say. What we're doing is we're really working with the community on trying to solve this. So we've had talks with the Spiffy team, and we're looking at how we can actually possibly put this functionality into the SMI spec to make it easier for everyone to allow them to bring in these different runtimes, such as VMs and also things like Azure Functions as well. So that is on the roadmap. It's actually, we do have an issue out there in the public repo. But yes, we are looking to open up additional runtimes into the service mesh.
Great. What about supporting multiple clusters with open service mesh?
Again, yeah, that's a popular one. Yeah, so we were looking at that pretty intensely as well. And we do actually, I guess I could say this. I mean, we got some POCs that are doing some similar, that have that functionality. So that is on the roadmap as well. And again, we're looking to also bring that into the Azure platform and leverage a lot of the Azure platform multi cluster or HA concepts as well, so that we have, when someone is using a multi-cluster experience, most likely they want it due to like a high availability situation. So again, we're looking to integrate a lot of that into the Azure platform so that it's a seamless experience for the user.
Great. Right. What about, so you highlighted the AKS add-on for OSM. When will, it's not in GA right now, correct?
No. So we're going into what we're calling a limited preview. There's a bit of some stability issues that we want to resolve. The GA dates, we've not solidified them, but we're looking at possibly the closer to the end of H1 next year. But I don't want anyone to hold me to that. But we should see it definitely available next year, and hopefully before the H2 timeframe.
Sweet. Great. You know, last but not least, I just want to highlight, you know, in the demo, you showed a bookstore. You know, we're hope we're not giving too much away, but Microsoft's going to start selling books online. You know, we're thinking might be exploiting, might lead to bigger things. Who knows? You know, yeah. But, just kidding, folks. But I love that it's a bookstore demo. One thing I wanted to show, if I could just share my screen, I do want to highlight a few things. Over in the launch space, you know, all of the sessions that we've got today, we've got links at Eka MS Launch Space Kubernetes. I'll show that link up there in a second. But if you scroll down to Philip's session, I put the links in there. And this is the Open Service Mesh site. We've got a lot of information there, of course, including the CNCF information. And just to highlight, it is open source. It's on GitHub. Everything is there. And I assume you accept pull requests for this.
Anyone? We just had a OSM community call actually prior to this. But yeah, we're looking for... anyone that wants to contribute to the project, that's fine. We are building a lot more contributors and maintainers for the project. So definitely, if you want to help, we'll take it.
Sweet. Last but not least, Service Mesh Interface. There is a link to that as well. So if you want to have a look at the spec, see how you can link with other tools and check out the ecosystem and things like that, that's all there. Ready to go. So thank you very much, Philip. That was very, very informative. And I have posted the chat. One question we had, actually we had a question from the audience. Okay. Is there a UI view of the service mesh like Kiali? And I don't even know what Kiali is, so I hope yes.
Yeah. No, Kiali is a great visualization tool for Kubernetes. So, you know, the irony is we are actually looking to work with Kiali, and long story short, we are looking at how we can make a visual UX for OSM, but right now it is all CLI. We're still trying to figure out the best way to do so, but we're looking at Kiali integration as well as some other tools out there as well to provide a UX experience.
Awesome. Okay. Well, great. Well, hey, thanks again for your time. This is really great. I hope, I don't know if you can hear that leaf blower in the background here, but live TV and home offices and all that stuff, but sorry about that. It's great. Did you have anything else you want to add in terms of the links or anything else?
Feel free to venture out to the GitHub repo. Again, on our landing page, we have all of the community information. So our Slack channel is pretty active. Again, you can start joining the community calls. You know, it's a Google Doc. You can put things on the agenda. But yeah, we're really looking forward to working with the community much deeper on this.
Great. Thanks. I did want to highlight one more thing. So that was Philip Gibson. Thank you very much, Philip.